This is Harry Hughes, member of Igloo 4, Pioneers of Alaska. Also a member of the Yukon Order of Pioneers of Dawson City, Yukon Territory, Canada. The Pioneers of Alaska pledge is to preserve and perpetuate the true history of Alaska for the benefit of future generations and true and correct history. May 1960, the Pioneers of Alaska Igloo 4 purchased a tape recorder and appointed a committee to take tape recordings from member pioneers and their friends of their lives in the early day Alaska. In the course of this program of tape recordings, we have come up with the idea of a permanent museum, park, and monument located in the Fairbanks area. And some 2 years ago, Audrey Loftus and Ted Loftus of Fairbanks, Alaska, proposed a park and monument project and drew up some little sketches and some ideas, and the Tanana'a Yukon Historical Society was formed, and for the purpose of proceeding with this project to develop a permanent tourist attraction and a true history recording of Alaska early life. We have not given a great deal of publicity to this project because we have worked through the members of the Pioneers and through the Historical Society and some members of the university. But I was appointed on a committee last year to proceed to get all the legal data and pertinent information together to proceed with the acquisition of this piece of land to be dedicated for the use of the pioneers and other historical organizations that are pledged to help preserve Alaska and its history. And I have spent many, many hours of time in research, in getting copies of records, information from individuals and different organizations, both political and private. We have made an application for this piece of land located in the Fairbanks area, and we have consulted with the present state officials and our congregational representatives, and are proceeding with the idea of establishing a permanent piece of land for a number of items. Number one is a place to have a museum and an auditorium, a place to store and install the history of the railroad, the history of the river, and the history of all the wildlife of Alaska, the history of all the vegetation of Alaska. We would like to see all interested parties bend their effort to help us accomplish this, and this could be the first state monument established in our new state of Alaska. And I met with some officials of the city the other day, and it is evident of their lack of knowledge of what we are trying to do that we were not getting cooperation and support. And I would ask that people that are interested in this project come forth and attend the Historical Society meetings and any other meetings by any other organization that is dedicated to help preserve this history of Alaska. It is all in keeping with our fast growth of the interior of Alaska. And when you stop and think about it, how few of us in Alaska there are. There's approximately, by the last census, 220,000 people living in Alaska, including natives and Eskimos and Aleuts and whites. And there are more people living in the suburbs of many cities in the states. So you can see how sparsely populated we are, and it's impossible for so few people to do so much so fast. Some of the newer people, lacking knowledge of our problems and our needs and our way of life, often retard our development by their aggressive and trying to adopt ways of life that were not adopted to Alaska. And they must learn the ways here in Alaska to live in this wilderness, sparsely populated area, and a climatic condition comparable only to Norway, Sweden, Denmark, and some parts of Siberia. And I think they should do a lot of research and a lot of thinking before they decide to do something that will cause a gap in the history of Alaska. And this is Harry Hughes, Fairbanks, Alaska, making this tape recording. If it is of service to the public here and the people in general, I hope I've said a few words to encourage the active interest in our new state.